All right, let's see what Randy Zellin's got to say about that. You can follow Randy at Randy Zellin, Z-E-L-I-N News. Randy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. And I have to tell you, I don't think I could have said it any better. So perhaps I should just say thanks and continue on with my day.
Well, thanks, Randy.
Take your knocks and go home. But my understanding is you had some thoughts that perhaps she could have some bona fide legal issues here, that it wouldn't be a bad idea for having an attorney in her court.
Well, there is no question, at least from a technical perspective, and this is where we have to balance real life and technical life. Technically, when you hold up the fake severed head of the President of the United States, you may be committing a crime, because threatening the President of the United States is a federal crime. If you do something that Jihadi John became very famous for, which is holding up the severed head of people that he beheaded as a terrorist, you could be accused of providing material support to a terrorist. You could also be accused of inciting violence. So that is not protected speech. So federal crime, check that box. Unprotected speech, because you are providing material support to a terrorist or inciting violence, check those boxes off. That's the technical world. In the real world, I think, and again, I couldn't say it any better, she took a chance. She thought that this being controversial would be helpful to her. It would be part of her persona. It would further her career. It could not have backfired any worse. When you lose Squatty Potty as an endorser, as an endorsement, I don't know that you have sunk lower.
That's a fine product, sir. I will.
I like it too, symbolically.
No, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
But let me ask this about the material support of a terrorist. Do you have to, like, liable or that sort of thing? Do you have to prove intent? Or is it just the fact, even if it's something you didn't intend to support them, it did support them, you still have committed a crime?
Well, remember, the issue and the notion of intent forces you to crawl inside someone else's head. So we know we can't do that. So you have to look at the surrounding circumstances. And there, I think the tie may go to the runner and it actually may go to her. Because she's a comedian. She's controversial. She's not known for someone who incites violence, who makes death threats against presidents. But why even put yourself in that position? Why even go there?
What do you think Lisa's thinking? Why is she putting herself in the middle of this?
Come on.
And again,
what's she thinking? No, Lisa. Listen, Lisa doesn't take fights just to take them. She has a position for a reason, and she thinks they're good fights.
I wasn't going that route. I'm not saying she's an ambulance chaser. I'm saying that she... what attorney in their right mind, especially one who's already gone down the defend celebrities, defend women and women's rights and women being bullied, what attorney in their right mind wouldn't take this opportunity to step
in
front of the cameras?
An attorney who thinks that my advice to my client is just take your lumps and go home, like you said, Mike, and we ought to stay out of the spotlight as opposed to climb back into it. What do you say?
Well, no, keeping in mind, look, I know Lisa for a long, long time.
Me too.
Lisa is a fine attorney. And the truth of the matter is, there is a First Amendment issue here. There is a freedom of speech issue here. A colorable argument can be made that if you want to make a fool out of yourself, that's your business. But the government cannot legislate what is okay to say and what's not okay to say. You can say some pretty horrible things, and it is protected speech. So the truth of the matter is, what she did, the argument can be made. You may not like it, but remember what George Washington said. You take away the freedom of speech, dumb and silent, we all get led like lambs to a slaughter. So the founding fathers were very, very aware of the importance of not letting the government legislate what is okay to be said. So I think Lisa jumping in and perhaps reminding this country and reminding everyone that, you know what, you don't have to like what she said. You may think she's a moron. You may think she's disgusting, but she can't get into trouble for it. Because you may get into trouble for something that you say that somebody else doesn't like. So who is the legislator of that? Nobody.
We're speaking to Randy Zellin. You can follow him on Twitter at Randy Zellin News, ELIN. I want to parse out two things you just said. So George, you're quoting George Washington, with whom and his cronies actualized the Alien and Sedition Act in 1798, in which they actively silenced everybody and banned the publication of scandalous or malicious writing against the government. I mean, you know, their sense of free speech was very different than ours.